Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've had a crazy couple of weeks as far as weather swings, and one of the questions we've been getting phone calls about in the office is about some of those plants that have been outdoors trying to make it through all these wild temperature swings. More specifically, we've had quite a few calls recently about rhubarb, and the Iowa State University Extension horticulturalists have just released a news release regarding some of the most commonly asked questions about rhubarb this time of year. Rhubarb, for your trivia for the day, is actually classified as a vegetable, but it's used as a fruit because of the acidity that gives it a tart flavor. The leaf stalks are used in pies, tarts, sauces, and jams, as well as puddings, jellies, and punch. And only the stalks, of course, should be eaten as the leaves are toxic. This time of year, we get the question quite often about whether or not it is safe to eat rhubarb after the plants have been exposed to freezing temperatures. And the answer to that is usually yes. Rhubarb actually tolerates cold temperatures quite well. Temperatures in the low 30s or even upper 20s usually don't damage the rhubarb plant at all. If you did get down to the mid-20s or lower, that possibly would damage the rhubarb, although I don't believe even with the snow we had a few weeks ago that we hit that temperature for the most part in this area of Iowa. If your rhubarb was damaged by freezing temperatures, by this time it should be showing some black shriveled leaves or soft, limp leaf stalks. It is safe to go ahead and harvest rhubarb if your plants are not showing any of these damage signs within 2 to 4 days after the freeze event. Your damaged rhubarb stalks, if they are blackened or limp at all, should be pulled and discarded. However, any new stalks that come up after the freeze in that same location are perfectly safe to harvest and eat. Another question that we get quite a bit this time of year is about flowering rhubarb plants. Flower development is natural for rhubarbs and many other plants. Drought, extreme heat, and infertile soils may cause flowering in rhubarb, or at least encouraging it to happen. Age is also another factor. Old plants tend to flower more frequently or more often than the younger rhubarb plants. Whatever the reason your rhubarb plant is flowering, if you do see a flower stalk comes up, they should be promptly pulled and discarded, as your rhubarb plant will be less productive if it's allowed to flower and set seed. Flower formation can be discouraged with good cultural practices. If you're going through a dry spell, make sure you water the rhubarb plant every 7 to 10 days. You can also sprinkle a half cup of an all-purpose garden fertilizer, 10-10-10 solution usually works fairly well. That can be done around the plant in early spring. You also want to make sure to control weeds by shallow hoeing, hand pulling, or mulching to reduce stress on the plant if you do have a plant that is responding to stress by flowering or to prevent it from becoming stressed. Once you're ready to harvest your rhubarb, you want to make sure you're doing it the proper way to encourage it to continue to produce stalks. You should harvest rhubarb when the stalks are about 10 to 15 inches long. Grasp the stalk near the base and pull up and slightly to one side. Immediately after harvesting the rhubarb, remove the leaf blades from the stalk with a sharp knife and discard the leaves or the foliage. Again, you do not want to eat that. The stalks can be placed in a plastic bag and stored in the refrigerator for 2 to 4 weeks. So if you can't enjoy that rhubarb right away, it does store very well in the refrigerator. Also, when harvesting rhubarb, you want to make sure you don't remove more than 2/3 of the stalks from any plant at any one time, and that's 2/3 of the fully developed harvestable stalks. So make sure you're paying attention and don't remove all of the harvestable developed stalks at any one time, or you can set back the plant's development. When you should stop harvesting rhubarb, probably around mid-June in Iowa. If it's well established, it can tolerate harvest through mid-June. You can continue to harvest through the summer, but that will weaken the rhubarb plant significantly, as well as reduce the yield and quality of next year's crop. So the general recommendation is to stop harvesting your rhubarb in mid-June in Iowa to allow it time to regenerate and produce a strong crop next year. In addition, as you get into those hotter and drier months, continued harvest will stress it and make it more likely to shoot up the flowers as well. Something else that folks this time of year usually look for from the Extension Office, the 2013 Iowa Cash Rental Survey is now available both online and at the Cass County Extension Office. The rental rates for Iowa farmland have been pushed significantly higher in recent years by favorable corn and soybean prices. This trend did continue in 2013, but the rate of increase certainly slowed. Average corn and soybean rent land in the state was about $270 per acre, which is an increase of $18 per acre, or about 7% from last year's increase. Now, in 2011, we saw about a 16% increase, and in 2012, we saw an 18% increase. So this is a slightly lower increase, partly due to lower crop yields due to the dry weather that we had last year. Again, the full report by county and district, as well as statewide average, is available both online. Just look for Iowa Cash Rental Rate on the Iowa State University Extension website, or you can certainly stop by the Extension office and we can get you all that data as well. Don't forget, if you have any questions regarding yard and garden, ag decision-making topics, or anything else I've talked about, just stop by the office, 805 West 10th Street, give us a call, 243-1132, or visit us online. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.